Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What if, Lee, the Republicans lost control of the federal government to the point where it didn't matter if they were in the majority? The federal government would simply ignore them.
What do you mean, what if?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It wouldn't matter. Even if the Republicans won control of Congress or one of the houses, they wouldn't actually be in control of the federal government, which just gaff them off because it's full of liberals.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they and we would still be somehow required to pay taxes for all of this runaway government.
I believe that's sort of the scenario that I was talking about Friday with you, where I was warning about if Donald Trump wins the election, that there has got to be a complete purge of the federal government. I mean, complete. Not just talking about, you know, department heads. I mean, you know, there's got to be a massive change.
Yeah. And there has to. And this is just one of those cases that is so outrageous. And I got to ask a question. When does Merrick Garland, the attorney general for Joe Biden, when does he go to prison? Like everyone he's sent to prison for refusing to comply with congressional subpoenas. Because this is getting outrageous. And there was actually a liberal judge that lit them up about this a few weeks ago. But here's what's going on. When Congress wants to know something from the federal government won't play ball. They issue a subpoena. They do this with federal agencies. They also do this with individuals. Okay. And the way that subpoena has weight is the attorney general can prosecute you if you do not comply with the subpoena. Okay. So Merrick Garland, who is Joe Biden's attorney general, has put two Trump advisors in federal prison so far, made convicted felons of both of them, Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro. Steve Bannon hasn't gone to prison yet because he's still appealing, but he's running out of appeals quickly. He's going to go to prison. Somebody else is going to have to do his radio show for him while he's there because he defied a subpoena, okay? Who did that? Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland did that to him. Now, that makes this ironic. Headline, Merrick Garland defies final warning to comply with Biden audio subpoena or face contempt. So his position is, I'm going to put people who answer to Trump and Trump staffers and Trump advisors in prison for not complying with Democrat subpoenas, but I myself am not going to comply with a subpoena.
Exactly. No. That's exactly what's going on.
It's outrageous. It gets even worse because remember who else has recently defied congressional subpoenas, and that is Hunter Biden, the princeling, the prince, Joe Biden's son, who acts like royalty. And he not only, remember, defied the subpoena, he showed up to Congress to mock them. Remember, he went over to the Senate side where the House couldn't have him arrested?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, Merrick Garland can have him arrested just exactly the way Merrick Garland did to Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro. But Merrick Garland has not only let Hunter off the hook, he let Hunter mock Congress. And again, he went to the Senate side because Hunter Biden was smart enough to know at the time when he was doing it that the sergeant at arms could have arrested him if he went to the South side for defying the subpoena. So he went to the Senate side. So princelings are allowed to mock Congress. and not defy Republican subpoenas. But if Democrats issue a subpoena, oh, Nelly, you better show up or Merrick Garland's putting you in federal prison. Made a felon of not one, but two of Trump's key advisors. Mm-hmm. So which is it? I mean, we have to have a system of law. We have to have either nobody gets prosecuted for this and everybody gaffs off congressional subpoenas, or everybody gets prosecuted for this, but it can't be both.
And this is coming from the party that's always telling us no one's above the law.
No one's above the law. Yeah, their position is they're above the law. That is their position.
So I guess our president is named no one, and our attorney general is named no one. No one is above the law.
Right. No one Garland, and no one Biden.
Exactly.
And no one Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, just to quickly touch on how we got here, because there is a way we got here. Because remember when they were running the Russia collusion hoax, which we now know is just Hillary's campaign and the FBI lying to everybody, right? But it seemed real at the time. There were members of Congress, Republican members of Congress, who knew darn well it was a lie. And they issued 32 subpoenas to the Department of Justice and the FBI trying to uncover the Russia collusion hoax, which we would have done, except what? Paul Ryan, who was Speaker of the House, told the FBI and the DOJ, just ignore my Republican friends over there in the Intelligence Committee and in these couple of committees here. Just ignore them. You don't have to comply with their subpoenas. You just go do whatever you want. Just go make up some more hoaxes. That was Paul Ryan, who unfortunately was a Republican speaker, but kind of like one of these Mike Johnson kind of speakers where you just don't really even know what side he's on. Yeah, he was like that. So what do? We taught the Democrats, and I said this at the time. Remember how many years I screamed about those 32 subpoenas?
Oh, yeah.
And how the Department of Justice and the FBI just was ignoring them. We taught the Democrats, hey, we want to get rid of this guy Trump too. Just ignore Republican subpoenas. They don't count. And the Democrats went, cool, we'll do that for all time. And that's what we're doing. So right now, Democrat subpoenas actually have force of law, but Republican subpoenas have no force of law. And what does this say? We are losing control of federal government. If Republicans cannot even get subpoenas complied with, what is the point of even having a majority at that point? Government doesn't answer to you.
Yeah.
So, totally outrageous. Meanwhile, I want to kind of go back to another example of this lawlessness, dual justice that I started the show with, because I think it's so significant. I've been saying for years, a time is going to come when there's a left-wing mob, fill in the blank here, right? They're at a church, they're at your house, they're somewhere. They want to rip down your house. They want to burn down your church. They want to burn down your business. And you call the cops and the cops won't come because they are a left-wing mob and they have privilege.
Yep.
And if they want to use their privilege for what they call democracy, which is, hey, there's only one of you, but there's 50 of them and they want to burn down your house. Well, we're going to have democracy. They're burning down your house and the cops won't come. That we would see that happen, and we saw it this weekend. I think this should be a much bigger story than it actually is, but I just think there's so much going on this weekend people didn't notice. But here's what happened. The George Washington University, has these violent lunatics who have taken over trespassing, which is in violation of the law, part of their campus. So they called the Washington, D.C. police and asked them to clear them out, to come and arrest them. They are trespassing. They are committing crimes. Can you save us? The D.C. police said, no. What? No. Police in Washington, D.C. rejected requests from campus officials at George Washington University to clear anti-Israel protesters from their campus. Well, why? Well, according to the Washington Post, it was because city officials in the police chiefs and mayor's offices, these are all Democrats, told police to stand down and said it would look bad publicly for police to disrupt the protest where people were breaking the law. But they were liberal people. They were Democrat people, so they have liberal privilege. So laws cannot be applied to them. So the police said to George Washington University, no, sorry. Good luck. They're right. So if they want to protest, they want to get violent, whatever, go. Let's go let them.
If you are more interested in law enforcement PR, then the rule of law has no meaning anymore.
No, it doesn't. So in the face of these violent protesters, and they are violent. So by the way, you know what happened after that? This is where it gets interesting. The police went to the campus. They were there the whole time. But they just ignored the request of the university to remove the trespassing protesters. Well, the protesters, finding out they had the upper hand, decided they were going to take down the police blockade. They had those like barricades, you know, just kind of barricading them in, trying to barricade them off from other people. They got mad that the police would even dare to barricade them. So they attacked the police barricade, like the official, like the actual physical barricades, and ripped them down.
Live right now is George Washington University, where protests are happening as we speak. Protesters tearing down police barricades, and video shows protesters stacking those barricades and then planting a Palestinian flag in them.
Yeah, so they were outraged that the police would show up at all. They felt they were entitled to no police presence. It made them mad, so they took the barricades down, and the police could do nothing but watch. Because they have total liberal privilege. Not the police, the protesters.
Yeah.
Where does this leave Jewish students? I'm just curious. Stay home?
Without
screw
security?
You, or,
without any security? Without equal justice under law? That's exactly where it leaves them.
Okay. But folks, this is going to be something we're going to see more of. Mm-hmm. The raging liberal mob breaking the law and nobody touching a hair on their head because they have privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever they're mad at this week, if it's Jewish people just for being Jewish, well, that's how it is. That's just where we are. And by the way, I got to replay this. This is, I'm going to replay it in the next segment because people need to hear this. And I did it in the 9 o'clock and I should have given it more coverage because this is shocking that this is happening. This is what happened to a Jewish student who made the mistake. He's actually the president of Jewish Students for America, of walking into one of these Palestinian encampments. I'm going to play it coming up next. It's shocking. It's something you would see in pre-Nazi Germany, and I guess on any campus the left controls. We'll be back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Joining me now is Representative Stuart Jones. He's fresh from the border. He is an elected state representative. He's running for Jeff Duncan's seat. Jeff Duncan is not running this time. That is District 3 in Congress. Welcome, Representative Jones.
Hey, Tara. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up? Can you hear
me? Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me all right?
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like it's kind of breaking up. Oh, okay, there you go. I'm sorry. There you go. Okay, so you went down to the border over the weekend. You're running for Congress. Why did you go down to the border?
Yeah. I wanted to go to ground zero, to one of the areas. And I actually went to McAllen, Texas, and Brownsville, Texas, to see for my very own, you know, what was going on there. This issue, Tara, I mean, just to tell you, it's a very personal issue to me. Last year, my goddaughter was killed by an illegal alien right here in South Carolina, and it has fired me up. So I went there, and, you know, what I saw, I mean, I'm going to document a lot of this, but I saw everything from cell phones being given out to these migrants coming into our country. They were lined up at ATMs, being given some kind of debit cards. And so it appears like we're funding our own invasion.
I'm not surprised. Let me ask you this. You're running for Congress, okay? William Timmons came on this station and he complained about the same thing when he went down to the border. And I said, okay, well, are you willing to vote to defund the money that goes on the visa cards, the money for the flights, the money that they are billions of dollars, $21 billion actually over 3 years has been laundered. Some of it through international groups, through the State Department. We know where it is in the budget. Will you vote to defund it? Because William Timmons would not commit to doing that. He was afraid it would lead to a government shutdown and that would hurt Republicans in the polls. Will you vote to defund it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have been fighting this mess since around 2014. You know, the Obama refugee resettlement program caused a lot of this stuff that we're seeing now. And in a heartbeat, I'll vote to defund it. We've got to stop sending this money overseas. You know, we're sending all this money to Ukraine and Hamas, and it makes absolutely no sense. So we're funding the demise of our country, the collapse of our country, and it's got to stop.
So even if it led to a government shutdown, you would vote to defund this money that is, you know, literally going for the invasion of the country?
Yeah. If we're funding our own invasion, then the government needs to shut down.
And I think that to most Americans, that would make a lot of sense. Is your radio up? Can you turn it down a little bit? There's like a weird interference in the back. That's much better. You have, congratulations. You've won the primary, Stuart Jones. Yay. It's your first day in office. What is the first thing that you do after you turn the lights on? What is the most important thing to you?
Yep. Very first thing, I'm on a mission to secure our border. So how we do that, number one, as I said earlier, we've got to stop funding our own invasion. We've got to cut off that funding. We've got to go after the Biden administration. And hopefully President Trump is back in office at that point. We can reinstate, remain in Mexico and policies like that. And one of the most important factors, of course, we've got to finish the wall. But one of the most important factors to all this, and over the weekend, I met with law enforcement, Border Patrol in Texas, and we've got to ensure that they have the tools necessary to help deport the people who are already here illegally. Local law enforcement across the country is the key to this. You know, our sheriffs and so forth, they see what's going on at the local levels, but unfortunately, the federal government has tied their hands in many ways. And so we've got to give them the power they need to help us get these people out of the country.
Yes. Amen. That would be a great place to start. What also do you think about one of the really disappointing things that we saw, quite frankly, Jeff Duncan do, was vote with Kevin McCarthy to lock in the COVID levels of spending. The top line COVID levels of spend, where we're printing money for checks for people to stay home. We are still spending that amount of money. A lot of people don't know that. Would you vote to cut the budget? And what year's spending limits would you vote to cut it back to? Would you go back to 21, 2020, 22? Can you tell us? Or would you have voted the same way as Duncan?
No, I would not. I would vote to cut everything we can. And here's what, the way you got to look at it. I mean, our dollar, the inflation and our dollar, our country is on a path to just collapse. And so we've got to cut that spending. But anybody who knows me, I was actually the leader for going after Biden's vaccine mandate in our state. and going after the mask and the COVID funding, the ARPA funding, all of this money that they printed out of thin air. So people are paying for it at the gas pump, at the grocery store. We see the effects of it, and it's a horrible situation. So I think we need to go after everything we can drastically in the federal government. They've taken on so much power, which they were never supposed to have in the first place. And so that's what I will vote to do consistently, just as I've done in the South Carolina Statehouse.
And I like the sound of vote for everything we can, but I want to be real specific because we don't have a lot of opportunities to get people on record before they go to Congress. Vote to cut everything they can. Would you cut back to 2019 spending levels?
Absolutely. I mean, I would go even further back. And the reason being is if you look at all this money we just sent over to the Ukraine and Hamas and to fund all these wars going on around the world, we can't even defend ourselves here. And so it makes absolutely no sense. America is weak if we can't defend ourselves. And so we've got to go after all of that spending and cut those things. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. If we don't do it, then the alternative is the entire system collapses, that we wake up one day and our dollar is basically a peso, inflated to the point to where it's not worth anything.
Talking to Stuart Jones, he is running in the District 3 primary, Republican primary for Congress. Texter writes, they want me to ask you what you have done at the state level to stop the invasion. As you know, the states have the rights to enforce immigration, or they should reassert them. What have you done as a legislator to fight illegal immigration here in South Carolina?
Yes. So we have filed a number of bills at the state level to combat the illegal immigration and really to, there's a disconnect right now between the federal government and the local law enforcement. So one bill I filed as an example would allow more authority of the local law enforcement and of the state with E-Verify and to look at programs like that. So that's one example of how we can do it. The other example is I've voted against billions of dollars of wasteful spending at the state level that goes to very questionable sources. Part of what we're seeing is they're funneling this money through NGOs, nonprofits, and so forth. And then that money is going to these illegal migrants. And so that's another way we can cut them off.
We have just 1 minute left. So give me your elevator pitch. Why should we vote for you? And then where can we find you online?
Yes. Thank you, Tara. Yeah. I am the only person in this race for the 3rd Congressional District who has a proven record of actually standing up for our constitutional conservative values here in South Carolina and actually winning in many of these regards. You know, I was the guy who led the way leading the National School Board Association when they came after parents. I also led against the COVID policies, vaccine mandates, and masking, and all that wasteful spending. And so we need to take South Carolina to Washington. We need to take our country back. And with your help, I can do it. You can go to votestuartjones.com and learn more about me.
Stuart Jones, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Thank you, Tara. Have a great day.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Remember how it was after 9/11? When we formed the Department of Homeland Security, the whole purpose of it was to make sure that we could secure the homeland from terror. In fact, we were told by George Bush, who started the Department of Homeland Security, that the reason we were fighting them over there is so that we didn't have to fight them here. Well, look what's going on here. Actual terrorist group recruitment at these universities where these pro-Palestinian demonstrators are demonstrating. I never thought I'd see a thing like this. It's just, it's going really fast. Terrorists are really hot right now with the left. So is anti-Semitism. Over the weekend, this is unbelievable. At NYU, a Telegram channel created by the NYU protest organizers is recruiting for Hamas. Who is Hamas? Hamas is a State Department designated terror organization. Let that sink in. Hamas is a State Department designated terror organization. A Telegram chat channel created by NYU protest organizers referred their followers to what's called RNN, the Resistance News Network. What is that? That is a communications channel from Hamas's commander-in-chief, Mohammed Deif, who advertised on it their October 7th massacre in Israel and encouraged people to join them and take up arms. So a Hamas network? I mean, wouldn't that make these groups affiliates of a State Department listed terror network, these kids at NYU? I don't want to call them all kids because there's professional organizers in there too. Wouldn't that make them affiliates of a State Department listed terror network? You have to wonder why the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security have begun to deal with this, or whether they should begin to get to deal with this as a national security counterterrorism issue. It sounds almost like a conspiracy of sorts. It should allow prosecutors to use RICO statutes to prosecute everyone involved. But then you'd almost have to wonder, do we need to arrest Chuck Schumer and Mike Johnson? Of course, I don't think we should, but they are funding Hamas as well. Incredible article in Just the News over the weekend, which is John Solomon's publication. He's a former reporter for The Hill, the only D.C. reporter to get the Russiagate correct all the way through, the Russia hoax all the way through. Headline, Israel's security bill includes relief aid for Hamas. We are funding Hamas. So folks, are you struggling to buy groceries? Yeah, well, $9 billion out of the Israeli aid package goes to Gaza. So, you know, there are only 2 million people in Gaza total. So that's $4,500 for every man, woman, and child, or for a family of four, $18,000. Could you use that money? Would that help with your grocery bill, given the inflation, stagflation we have right now? Well, good. You're funding a terror group with it instead. The Just the News article warns, while the Israeli funding bill calls for the Secretary of State to establish oversight measures to make sure the aid is not diverted to Hamas, that is impossible. Why? Because Hamas is not just a terror group that exists in Gaza. It is the elected government of Gaza. These people elected Hamas, a terror group, as their government, and then they went and did the genocide of October 7th. Hamas is a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist group. And they say the fact that Hamas is the elected government of the Gaza Strip poses a significant challenge to oversight. Yeah, they're just going to take it. Morton Klein, who is the president of the Zionist Organization of America, says Biden's administration knows that almost all of the $9 billion of it will be stolen by Hamas. Of course it will. Where else is it going to go? They are funding Hamas, he says. Do you realize the nightmare of this? We are funding Hamas with $9 billion. What is wrong with this administration? Even some Palestinian activists, as in pro-Palestinian anti-Israel activists, have voiced similar concerns. Ramzi Atta, AWDA, the Secretary General of the International Campaign to Combat the Occupation in Apartheid, so no friend to Israel, said during a Palestinian television interview that Hamas has been stealing the aid to resell it and killing aid workers. The aid trucks enter Gaza after being checked by the Israelis, and an armed militia of Hamas seizes the aid. Adda said earlier this month on All Adda TV, a network associated with the Fatah party that rules the West Bank. Most of the aid is being stolen. 60-70% of the aid goes to the warehouses of some movements, some factions, some tribes, he says. He says Hamas owns the warehouses and will resell the products to the people at exorbitant prices to do what? Raise money to keep fighting Israel. So we are now funding a designated terror group, which I told you last week. And I asked, why is Mike Johnson doing this? I understand the Democrats funding terrorists. That's par for the course for those people. They're crazy. Why is Mike Johnson doing it? And then after Mike Johnson chunks $9 billion at Hamas, because that's what he did, he has the unmitigated gall, our speaker, to go to Columbia's campus and admonish those kids for supporting Hamas. I'm like, but you're the biggest Hamas supporter on campus. You gave him $9 billion. And here's the thing. This fall, we were only going to give him $4.5 billion under Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy supported this too because he was also nuts. We were only going to give him 4.5, just shy of $5 billion. Mike doubles it. Why does Hamas get twice as much money? And here's the thing, folks. Think about this from Hamas's perspective, okay? After they murdered 1,400 innocent Jewish women, men, and children who were civilians, they got what? $9 billion they didn't have before. What does that tell you? Do it again. We'll give you $9 billion more. Now, here's where this gets plum nuts, because we ain't even at the full-on crazy yet. Do you realize on October 7th, Hamas murdered 30 Americans and took 6 hostage? So, I mean, you'd think we'd at least use the $9 billion to get the terrorists' hostages back, right? To get the American hostages back from the terrorists. I mean, surely we're not going to give them $9 billion because it's what we're doing and be like, here, have some $9 billion. Oh, by the way, those hostages, can we have, oh, no, we can't. Okay. Did we ask for the hostages back first? No. No, we're too stupid. We're too stupid. So here's the Fox News report. Keep in mind, we've just given them $9 billion just cause. And we're now trying to get them to give the hostages back. And they're like, no. Well, I wouldn't either. You gave me $9 billion as a reward for killing 1,400 Israeli Jews. And despite killing 30 Americans, why am I going to talk to you?
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu still negotiating with Hamas for the return of hostages being held in Gaza. NSA spokesman John Kirby says the two spoke yesterday.
Obviously, George, if we're able to get this hostage deal in place, and we are still working at that, Hamas has not fully rejected it. They are considering this proposal on the table. If we can get that in place, then that gives you 6 weeks of peace.
Morons. Okay, so Wednesday, you give them $9 billion. Sunday, you're like, oh, can we have the hostages back? And they're like, let's think about it. Why? Because they're trying to get $9 billion more. They're smart. Look, again, I expect this from Democrats, but Mike Johnson, I don't get that part. And I don't understand why $9 billion, actually a little over a third of the aid package for Israel has to go to Hamas. You know, $9 billion for 2 million people? That's $18,000 a family. Do you know how long they'll be able to fight Israel with that kind of money, that kind of aid coming in? Because they could turn around and sell it. A long time. And I think that's the plan. I think we want to fund both sides of this. I don't know why, but we do.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you take a shower this morning? You didn't need to. I mean, if you did, great. but you didn't need to. At least not for cleanliness reasons, health reasons. Headline, daily showers are purely performative, have no real health benefits. It's according to a new study. After A-listers Jake Gyllenhaal and Mila Kunis admit they've been saying no to the nozzle, Mila Kunis got in some trouble for saying, hey, you know, I only really bathe my kids once or twice a week. And folks online were horrified. They're actually saying, yeah, not only do you not need to do this for health reasons, but it could actually harm your health because your skin builds up a protective layer that you can't really see. And when you scrub it with soap every day, you take it off, it lets bacteria in. Interesting. Manhattan dermatologist Julie Russick previously had told the New York Post that prolonged and daily showers could strip away the skin's microbiome, which plays a role in protecting the skin, is also extremely important to overall health of the body. So, and they're making a kind of an interesting point here. If you go 100 years back in human history, which is not a long time, we've been here hundreds of thousands of years, we didn't shower every day. Because a shower is not a normal thing to have. Now, me, your humble host, I will be showering every day. Why? Because my hair looks awful if I don't shower. But could you get by without it? Yes. Yes, you're not going to become sick because you didn't take a shower. I just can't stand myself when I haven't had a shower, though. I just feel awful. Yeah. We wash our bodies so much more than we did in the past, said Dale Southern, a sociology professor at University of Bristol who co-authored the UK study. But showering is going up. 2021 researchers at Harvard Health found 66% of Americans shower every day. And that is up from 61% 5 years before. I'm kind of surprised. It's only 66. I guess, I don't know, maybe it's the way I was raised. Like, we all always take showers every day. That's like, I don't know. I guess that's just my family's culture. There was no skipping. But, you know, maybe some people can get away with it. I can't. I just look. If the next day, if I didn't take a shower, you could tell. Some people you can't. You could tell by looking at me. I can't stand that. Texter writes, Biden is participating in paying Hamas to slay Israelis and Americans. Yes, again, 30 Americans killed. I just love how, do you remember like 1970s Jimmy Carter, it sunk his presidency, how badly he had done getting the hostages back. And now we're like, keep the hostages. We don't care. Hey, do you get, no, keep them. No, we're good. No, we don't want them. Hey, do you want $9 billion though? Because we can give you $9 billion, but you do. You do want $9 billion. Okay, even though there's only 2 million of you. So it's like 4,500 each, every man, woman, and child. Okay, cool. We'll give you that. Yes, no, keep the hostages. We don't care. Although, you know, we would like them back though. Oh, you don't want to give them back? Okay, that's cool. Still have the $9 billion. No, it's on us. Mike Johnson said it was fine, and Chuck Schumer said it was good, and Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott voted for it. So, no, here, have it. But if you do want to drop the hostages off later, we're good with that. Oh, the 30 Americans you killed? No, that's only 30. It's nobody. No, so, yeah, have the $9 billion. Foreign policy, folks. It's almost unfair to Jimmy Carter. Really.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.